Good morning, everyone. I am amazed that we are almost to the end of trimester two, as I'm sure you are as well. So I will give you the updates for next week, but just keep in mind that we'll be wrapping things up next week and ending units before we start the third trimester the following week. So with that said, the trimester does end next Friday, February 26th. And grades will be finalized in Aries, or Parent Portal, excuse me, on Friday, March 5th. So there always are a few changes in between that time because we have a week to finalize everything and adjust as needed. Spring conferences are coming up in 5th and 6th grade. We will do those by request only this year. They will be on Zoom. So if you would like to schedule a spring conference with me, you can just send me an email and let me know. Please include in your email what you want to meet specifically about. And at that time, I can schedule a conference with you. You might want to consider waiting until grades are finalized to let me know. But whenever you're ready, we can begin to schedule conferences and we don't need to wait for spring conference week. Read Across America Day is coming up on March 2nd, and Picture Day is coming up on March 4th. In reading, like I mentioned, we'll be wrapping up our unit on the deep study of character. Students will continue to work on their character project. I believe last week I said that it was due today, but it's actually due next Friday. They have quite a bit of work, so it's keeping them busy. And then for Writer's Workshop, we're going to finish up our unit on the literary essay. Students have been working on their second one this week. They'll turn it in early next week, and then they'll do their third literary essay completely on their own for the remainder of the week. In math, fifth graders are finishing up their unit on dividing decimals, module 2. We'll spend time reviewing today in class and on Monday for their unit test on Tuesday. And in sixth grade, we'll continue our new unit on rational numbers. We're going to work on graphing, writing, and solving inequalities. And kids will have their first homework quiz this coming Tuesday. As a reminder, homework quizzes have problems that are taken directly from their homework. So as long as they're keeping up with doing their independent work, checking their answers online, and then asking questions if they get something wrong or don't understand, they should do really well on homework quizzes. And actually the same is true for fifth grade. In history, fifth graders will wrap up their learning about the Declaration of Independence, and sixth graders will wrap up their learning about ancient China. And then both grades, of course, will work in their respective science lab classes. Finally, we'll spend the week next week. We started yesterday and we'll continue throughout next week because we have a lot of them. Each student is presenting on one person for Black History Month. And so we have been starting our day with 5 presentations each. So those will continue throughout next week. If you have any questions, let me know. And otherwise, all of this information is also in the email. I hope you all have a great weekend.